This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. And the excitement is shifting into high gear, man, for the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Today, our resident motoring journalist, Pashirwin Naidoo, is a bit under the weather. He has a case of flu. But do not worry, we are in great hands as his legendary father and seasoned journalist, Edwin Naidoo, steps up to the driver's seat. Right now, Edwin will give us a sneak peek into the new Ford Mustang. Oh, so excited about that. And share an insight, motoring tip, and drop a hot gem of the week to kickstart the weekend. I have him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Edwin. It's been a very, very long time. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Thank you, King Bash and listeners. Good afternoon and Happy New Year. It's going to be a great 2025.
Yo, Edwin, it really has to be a great 2025, hey? It really has to be.
True. I think it will be. I feel it in my fingers.
Most definitely. So first things first, let's rewind the clock a bit, Edwin. What was your experience like, driving the previous generation Mustang?
I must say the previous generation Mustang was an absolute thrill to drive. It carried the essence of a true muscle car with powerful engines and a really aggressive stance. And in particular, it had a 5-liter V8, and that stood out because it roars to life and, it makes every drive feel really exhilarating. Mm. So it was also an eye-catcher on the road, and it felt like being part of a legacy dating back to the 60s.
Most definitely. Now, let's fast forward to the new Stallion. I mean, what are your initial thoughts on its power and performance?
It takes it to another level. I must tell you that 28 years ago, I was part of a World Press Institute group that visited the Mustang factory in Detroit. Wow. And because we were part of the group going there at least 2 or 3 years after Nelson Mandela visited that factory, they showed us how they built one from beginning to the end. By the time we got to the end of the line, they had a Mustang. Mm. But I must say, it was wow. But the new Mustang seems to have taken it in terms of performance to another level. I wish they would invite me back to the factory. It's been really updated with a 5-liter V8, turbocharged EcoBoost options. I also believe there's an electric version coming. So I think, it's got sharper handling, better suspension tuning. It's a much more balanced sports car. So, Ford have been clearly working on enhancing the driving dynamics, and I think it's exciting to see the Mustang maintaining its muscle on the car while adapting to modern demands.
Oh, all right. Most definitely. I know we're speaking, about the power of the car. Now, let's speak about the interior. Are there any, noticeable upgrades or standout features inside the new Mustang?
So, I forgot to mention in terms of the power, 0 to 100 in 4.4 seconds. Mm. That's packs a pretty mean punch. 350 kilowatts of power. And the interior, it's a blend of modern technology and classic Mustang design elements. For me, the one standout feature is the massive design or massive digital cockpit with its customizable screens tailored for driving performance. I think you feel like you're a pilot. I haven't flown a plane. I tried once on a simulator and failed, so I won't tell you how that went. But you feel really good sitting behind this cockpit of the Ford Mustang.
Most definitely. And of course, we're eagerly, waiting for Ford South Africa to send over a test unit. I hope they do. But in the meantime, how does the Mustang, stack up against its competition in the market, Edwin?
Well, in South Africa, the Ford Mustang competes with the BMW M240i, the BMW M4 Coupe, Toyota GR Supra, which is really brilliant, the Nissan Z, which is a bit dated, the Audi TTRS, no comment on that, and the Mercedes AMG C43 Coupe. Don't forget, there's also the Porsche 718 Cayman and the Volkswagen Golf R. So you can see it's very contested, and I think depending on what your wallet allows and what your heart says, go for it, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I like the fact that you added the heart and the wallet, because the heart will not work alone. So, I mean, lastly, let's talk about, you know, something very exciting. The rise of women in motoring. You know, we're seeing more women buying Mustangs, which is obviously fantastic, Edwin, for that. What's your take on the on this trend, and what does it, you know, mean for the industry in large?
Well, I think it's a fantastic trend, and it shows how inclusive the automotive world has become. The Mustang is no longer just a man's muscle car. It appeals to anyone who appreciates style, performance, and individuality. I must say, women buying Mustangs do challenge the stereotypes and prove that performance cars are for anyone. And I think diversity will also influence how brands market cars and cater to different audiences.
Oh, okay. Most definitely. Before we wrap up, Edwin, can you share a motoring tip for our listeners and, of course, wrap it up with a hot gem of the week?
Since I'm bad at changing tires, I always believe that you should check your tire pressure, especially as the seasons change. You know, properly inflated tires not only improve safety and handling, but also enhance fuel efficiency. And hot gem of the week goes to Casper Nyberg and, you know, Doc Shebeleza, in tribute to the legendary late Doc Shebeleza.
Ah, most definitely. Edwin, thank you so much for coming back and saving us on this beautiful Friday afternoon. I hope that Preshewin will feel much better and also join us next week. But thank you so much for stepping in, and I hope you have a great weekend ahead.
A pleasure. Thank you very much. Cheers.
All right, and that's how we wrap it up. That was Edwin Naidoo, journalist and director of Higher Education Media, giving us his expert, that is, insights on that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.